Chapter 11. Beat It. Deandra and Alex left her grandmother's apartment and started to walk down Gerard Avenue.
"We'll take the subway back to your aunt's place, and then I'll call Michael,"
said the young girl sadly. Deandra had her baseball cap and sunglasses on, even though it was dark. She was disguised as Joey. A group of four boys were standing in front of a building. They were dressed like Deandra, with baggy trousers and baseball caps. Alex looked at them, fascinated.
"Yo, what you looking at?"
one boy said.
"Sorry,"
said Alex.
"I'm looking because I'm a stranger."
Les quatre garçons éclatèrent de rire, et Alex eut l'impression de se retrouver de nouveau devant ses cousins. Il avait dû dire quelque chose de drôle, mais il ne voyait pas quoi. Suddenly, he realized that in English he should have said, "I'm a foreigner," not "I'm a stranger."
"Damn right you're a stranger,"
said another boy.
"You real strange. What you doing in our hood? We done told you all to stay away."
Alex ne comprit que le ton qui n'était pas amical. Les quatre garçons quittèrent le mur contre lequel ils étaient adossés et commencèrent à s'approcher d'Alex et de Deandra. La star avait gardé les yeux baissés, mais en les voyant s'avancer, elle se redressa d'un seul coup et, à l'immense stupeur d'Alex, se mit à chanter.
"They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't wanna see your face, you better disappear."
Alex reconnut aussitôt la chanson de Michael Jackson. Mais s'il était surpris, ce n'était rien comparé à l'expression de leurs agresseurs. Deandra dansait comme une vraie professionnelle, avec des gestes qui frôlaient à quelques millimètres leur visage. Les jeunes gens ne bougeaient plus, hypnotisés par la voix et les mouvements de la chanteuse.
"So beat it, just beat it."
Lorsque Deandra termina le premier refrain, elle s'arrêta, enleva sa casquette et ses lunettes et dévisagea la petite bande.
"Okay, tough guys, y'all gonna beat it now?"
"Hey man, the whole country's looking for you,"
said one of the boys.
"Can I have your autograph?"
asked another. But before Deandra could sign an autograph, a black van with dark windows stopped and three men got out. Two of them were the men in suits Alex had seen on Times Square and at Yankee Stadium. They pushed Alex and Deandra into the van. In the back was Michael. He smiled at Deandra.
"Sorry, honey. I did what I could, but they were on to me. They would have found you earlier, only you stopped using your phone."
"That's thanks to Alex,"
said Deandra.
"He understood how they were locating me. But how did they find me at Granny's?"
"Well, they knew you'd be wanting to see your granny sooner or later,"
Michael said, smiling.
"It made sense you'd come here. But I sent them to Central Park to begin with, so you could have some quality time with your granny."
"Are you going to get fired?"
Alex asked Michael.
"No, they can't fire me,"
said Michael.
"I knew where Deandra was all the time. I'm a better security agent than those guys."
Deandra nodded. She looked tired but happier than she had in the morning.
"We have to take Alex home,"
she said.
"Oh, no we don't,"
said one of the men immediately.
"He's had us running all over New York. He can wait. We're taking you straight to the agency."